Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault. Greg, thank you as always for joining me.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to see you.
So the first thing that I want to ask you about is actually something that wasn't on the recent agenda per se. It was the resignation of Activities Director Reese Satry, moving on to North Polk. What can you tell me about this situation and how to move forward from here?
Yes, we received Reese's resignation on Monday, and the board was able to act on that and approve it, which they needed to do since it was after the contract had been signed for the school year. So we wish him the best at North Polk, and we'll move on. We are in the process of looking to see how we can fill that role this year with an interim, a one-year position, and then we will seek to fill it with a permanent replacement over the course of this year when we can have a full-blown search when other candidates would be more likely to interview for a position.
Yeah, you mentioned that the timing was a little tough on this because, as you said, yes, most positions have already been filled at this point.
No question. You know, right now is a tough time to interview for any administrative position or a teacher position for that matter because folks are under contract and ready to start the school year. So we want to attract a lot of candidates and find the best one for ADM, and so we'll be patient and wait.
All right. Now, with accepting his resignation, you also kind of put some conditions on that. They're not finalized completely yet, but give us kind of like a overview of what those conditions are.
Sure. The conditions that we'll establish are things that will allow us to transition. It's no different than any position when someone moves out. There are things that we need to know how they did them and timing of things and, you know, what's most important to get done right now. So we'll identify a solid list so we make sure that we can transition well and keep serving our coaches and our kids and our activities programs. So it won't be anything complicated. It'll just be what we need to make sure is done before he leaves and moves to his next position.
All right. Now, an item that actually was on the agenda, though it was discussion, is the focus on learning on professional learning communities. So you had a great deal of discussion with this with Travis Wilkins. Talk us through just the PLC program and everything that was discussed last night.
Right. We want the board to understand our professional learning community journey. And really, it's about putting our teachers in teams in which they collaborate. And the whole end goal is student learning. We identified some roadblocks and some barriers that were put in place that were leading to some issues in teacher collaboration, especially around the creation of what we call SMART goals on those teams. So we've kind of revamped what we're asking our teachers to do in those teams. We'll delay the implementation of SMART goals at the team level until we can do a better job of analyzing multiple data sets and get those to those teams so they can find areas of focus that will affect student learning the most. So that's really the gap that we've identified, and we're going to get much better, and we're going to try to do that this year.
All right, and one thing that Travis mentioned was that your SMART goals, as you called them, are kind of in flux as far as how to accomplish them. So you're kind of putting those on the back burner, correct?
We are. We're going to put those on hold until we can do a better job of analyzing data that indicates our areas of need. And then those teams can analyze those and make their own determinations about what SMART goals they should create in order to get to that level of improvement.
All right. Well, now the big item on the agenda was the approval of the schematics for the new elementary building. This was very exciting to see what the building could look like in the future, correct?
It really is. It's exciting. The board did approve the schematic design that was presented by FRK. It's been a pretty long process already to get to this point. They've worked really well with our principals at the elementary level, district leaders, and they also had a full day of user group meetings, as they call them, at the elementary, where they met with teachers, nurses, counselors, all the people that will live in that building to get their input. So in a broad sense, it's still much as people anticipated, and it's a 650 capacity building to house grades 2, 3, and 4. It'll have a large gymnasium. It'll be equipped to be modifiable to some, maybe a K-5 building or some other variation. We'll be able to add on to it if necessary, and it just is going to be a great facility. So we're excited to keep moving, and there can be some adjustments moving from the schematic design to the design development stage. So we're not complete yet, but we're in a good spot.
All right. Now, one aspect that FRK presented that the board did approve as part of the schematics, but is kind of still up in the air, so to speak, is having a FEMA-rated disaster shelter included with it that will add some cost on the project, correct?
Yes, it will. As part of the schematic design, we do have one area or one wing of the building that would be built as a FEMA-rated shelter so it could withstand, you know, tornadoes and high winds. And we're excited about that. There is some additional costs. We're planning for that. And hopefully the end product will still include that FEMA-rated shelter, but that's certainly in the design at this point.
All right. Now, is there anywhere that the public can go out and see these schematics, or do they pretty much have to guess as what it looks like?
No, they can come here and look. We have copies of those. So we don't have that whole schematic design booklet online, but we have copies here that anyone can certainly come in and take a look at.
All right. If anyone's curious, give us some highlights on the building, like from what you found most exciting about the schematics.
Well, the exterior design is one they called kind of timeless and contemporary, one that we hope won't become dated over time. There's some wood feel to it, and obviously there's an effort to create natural light in all the areas. We feel that's really important. The inside of the building is built with corridors that can allow for quality movement of kids, and we won't have log jams in places when they're coming out of the cafeteria and the gymnasium, for example. We have some collaboration spaces in each wing that we think are really important parts of current school design. The library and media center will be fantastic and will include a media production room that we feel is going to be amazing. The classrooms are large and they're just going to be wonderful workspaces for our kids.
All right. Well, a couple more things that I want to ask you about today. First of all, the board approved some larger purchases. Why do you feel like it was necessary to have this new vehicle and this new dishwasher?
Right. Well, we're growing, and so we continually have demands on our fleet. And so the new Suburban will help us with transporting kids and allowing for another vehicle for coaches and staff transportation. So we're just getting larger, and we're adding to our fleet frequently, including the purchase of full buses. The dishwasher, we waited as long as we could, and so we need to purchase a new dishwasher to clean the volume of dishes that we have at the high school.
All right. Last thing I want to ask you about today is back to school. Obviously, you guys start up on the 26th, so that's right around the corner here. So you have a lot of preparation to go through before that happens, correct?
We do. We're in full swing. Thursday, we greet our new teachers. We'll have 12 new teachers come, and we'll kick off things with them on Thursday morning, and we're excited to see them. And then our veterans come on the 19th, and we'll have an all-staff welcome on the 19th, and then that kicks off a full week of pre-service and meetings and preparation for students arriving on the 26th, and we're really excited to get the year going.
All right. Anything else about anything that was discussed during the school board meeting or back to school?
No, we're just so excited for the teachers to come back on the 19th. We're ready to welcome them, and we honor teachers for years of service that have taught with us or been with us for 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And it's just a really fun day, and it's one we look forward to. So we're ready.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.